Let's open our Bibles this morning to Jeremiah chapter 6. I struggled with what to preach this morning, and trying to determine, you know, what do you want, Lord? What do you want me to preach to a bunch of preachers? And theme of our revival that's going on simultaneously is the old paths. And the Lord said, preach the old paths. So I says, all right, Lord, if that's what you want. Not telling these preachers anything they don't already know, but just try to be obedient to the Lord just like you do, and I believe this is what God has for us this morning. So if you have your place in Jeremiah chapter 6, and if you would, and are able, would you stand with me for the reading of God's Word this morning? Jeremiah chapter 6, and we'll read one verse, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the privilege of standing in this pulpit this morning, and Lord, for just the opportunity to be in your house, and be with your people, and be with other men of God that are serving you faithfully. And God, I just pray that you'll bless this morning. Lord, I pray that heaven would come down. God, would you speak to each and every one of our hearts, encourage us and challenge us, Lord, to stay on the old paths. And God, I pray that you'd help me now. Lord, I just want to be a blessing. I want to be a help to these men and even the ladies that are in our midst. And God, I just pray that you'd just use me. God, help me to say whatever I ought to say and not to say anything I shouldn't. And Lord, take full control this morning. And we beg of you, God, come down and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, Jeremiah 6:16, ask for the old paths, where's the good way? Hey, our God never changes, amen? He's the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. He never changes. He said, ask for the old paths. Hey, folks, we don't need a new way, amen? We don't need a new Bible. We don't need a new philosophy. We don't need new music. We don't need new dress. And folks, I don't know about you, but there are some new things I do like, amen? I mean, sometimes it's nice to have something new. But you know what? I found new life in Christ Jesus. I found it on the old paths, amen? I sing a new song. I'm not talking about contemporary Christian music. I'm talking about the new song that I found on the old paths. Amen. I've got a new name, Isaiah 62 and verse 2. I got it on the old paths. I have a new heart and spirit, Ezekiel 36, 26. I got them on the old paths. I'm a new creature, praise God, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I was changed on the old paths. I'm a new man, Colossians 3, 10. Thanks to the old paths. I'm looking for a new heaven and a new earth. 2 Peter 3 and verse 13, I can see him up ahead on the old paths. Amen. I just believe we ought to stay on the old paths. We don't need that new stuff. Now, a lot of folks today, they got the idea. They're looking for something old. You know, you see, hey, every town's got two or three antique shops, don't they? You know, folks like old things, the antique shops, the flea markets, the museums, you know, the novelty of it all, you know, brings a laugh. You know, hey, I remember our grandma used to do it that way. I remember, I haven't seen one of those in years. I can't believe those are still around, you know, and we kind of laugh and chuckle at that. That's not what God had in mind, you know, about when he talked about the old paths. It's not something we want to go back and laugh about and look at the past. You know, it's something we ought to be involved in today. So a lot of times churches have an old-fashioned Sunday. People come dressed up in old-fashioned clothes, you know, and that kind of thing. I don't think the Lord had an annual Sunday school promotion in mind when he said stay on the old paths. You know, I mean, he said, walk therein, not stop by and visit. It's not an occasional thing. We come, hey, look at the old paths. Isn't that something? You know, hey, that's about the way it is today in a lot of churches. You know, hey, the old paths, that's kind of interesting. You know, stop and take a peek. Remember what it was like 100 years ago, you know. But no, it ought to be the same way today. It's the same. We serve the same God that wrote the book. He has not changed. And he said, stay on the old paths. Now, let's look and see what God's telling us. Look at verse 16, and let's just kind of look our way through it. It says, thus saith the Lord. Now, what it amounts to is it's not my idea. Amen. Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, God said. It's not up for discussion, folks. It's not up for discussion. Thus saith the Lord. Now, he said, stand ye in the ways. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Folks, it's like we're at an intersection in the path. And there's a fork in the path, and you're not quite sure sometimes which way to go. And we all face with that sometimes. And sometimes, you know, hey, there's some good things that are good. I mean, you know, I praise God that somebody had the idea, let's get a bus and put kids on it. It's a wonderful idea. I hope you're all doing it. Amen. You know, get a bus, get a van, put kids. Well, man, we don't find buses and vans. That's a new thing, isn't it? But it's you find it on the old paths, all right? It's the principle is still taught in God's Word, amen? And so sometimes we're faced with things like that, and we come along, and we're on the path, and we say, you know, some of these churches are doing this, and it looks a little new, but should I do that, or should I go? Which way should I go? And we're faced with a decision. Folks, stand in the ways. Don't just plow on through. Stop and think about it a little bit. Exercise some thoughtfulness and some caution along the way. Proverbs 14, verse 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth, and he's confident. Yeah. You know, slow down a little bit. Slow down when you're making some decisions. Be careful. And he says, and the verse goes on, and see. Be observant. Be observant. Look closely. There should be some signs that will help you make the right decision. Slow down and think about it. Look around. Look for some signs that might help you understand which way you ought to go, which way you ought to take your church, you church members, even, you know, every one of us, individually in our own lives. We need to stop and exercise some caution and look around and see, be observant. Hey, if we've been saved any time at all, if we've been saved very long, we ought to have some spiritual insight. We ought to have a little bit of wisdom about us to help make those right decisions and determine which way to go when we're at that fork in the road. We ought to have a little bit of that insight. We ought to wonder, you know, hey, if the world likes it too, should I be involved in it? It might be okay. You know, hey, the world uses buses too. You know, they take kids to school in them. You know, I mean, that's all right. But be careful. Be careful. If it's real popular in the world, maybe it shouldn't be quite so popular in our churches. Amen. You know, the charismatic churches are doing it. Hey, I don't know. Maybe we ought to beware. Yeah. You know, maybe I'll be careful. But then the verse goes on. It says, "And ask, and the multitude of counselors are safety, folks. Ask some folks with spiritual maturity. You younger preachers." Ask some of the old men. King Rehoboam, Solomon's son, he forsook the counsel of the old men. He went and asked folks that would give him the answer he wanted to hear. It cost him his kingdom. And you know what I'm talking about. It cost you your church. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. I mean, above all, ask God. Well, stop and ask. Amen. Ask the Lord. Now, he gives wisdom. Amen. If any of you ask wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. You see, God will give you the wisdom that you need to make the right decision. And then the verse goes on, says, ask for the old paths. You see, they're tried and proven. You don't need a new idea. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? The good way. Again, that's not my opinion. Thus saith the Lord. Remember? The Lord said the old paths are the good way. But, brother, I think the new paths have something to offer. Yeah, they do. But the old paths is the good way. It's a good way. Man, I don't know about you, but I like good things. I'd rather be on the good way than not so good way. You know what I mean? Hey, let's just trust the Lord in this thing. Amen? And then he says, walk therein. Your daily walk. Not just a special Sunday. Not just a time to time, not just Sundays. I mean, our daily walk therein every time. But Brother Black, it's boring. And preacher, it's boring. Can't we go on and do it this way? I mean, can't we add a little life here? Can't we try this? And maybe just this one time. No. Walk therein. You don't get off the path for just a minute. Be careful. Be careful. You stay on that path. You walk on that path. You don't stray from side to side. And then he says, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Amen. Praise God. We'll find rest on the old paths. I like rest. I like my recliner. Amen. I don't see it real often, but I enjoy a rest now and then. You'll find rest on the old paths. Amen. You'll find rest on the old paths. Hey, salvation. You find salvation on the old paths. A lot of new paths to heaven, aren't there? They won't make it. They won't get you there. A lot of new roads that people say, oh, there's a lot of roads to heaven. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Don't trust those roads. You stay on the old path, it'll take you to heaven. Amen? If salvation is on the old path, and I can find eternal rest for my soul on the old path through salvation, then don't you think God would give me some rest if I stayed on the old paths and the rest of my life, the rest of the decisions that I make in my life? I mean, the peace, the contentment, the satisfaction, God's blessing on your life. Folks, you find it all on the old paths. But you see what it says there? But they said, oh, three of the saddest words in God's Bible. But they said, we will not walk therein. You see, they knew which was the old path. But they made a conscious decision to go another way. They made a conscious decision to go another way. They knew which was the good way. But they said, oh, I know, preacher, I know, but I think, but I want... You see, but they said, oh, it's so sad. I know what the Bible says about going to heaven, but I think it'd be all right. I think I'll be okay. I think I go. I know what the Bible says about living for God, but I think God'll be happy with me. I think this will be all right. I think it'd be all right. Hey, look, you still have your Bible open? Look with me there. Verse 16, the end of the verse says, but they said, we will not walk therein. Notice verse 17. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Also, I set watchmen over you. Pastor, you're the watchman for your church. You're the watchman for your church. God has set you in your place to watch His people. Hebrews 13, 17, you are the watchman for your church. It's your job to keep your church on the old paths. God's put you there to watch over your church and to make sure it stays on the old paths. You've got a responsibility. You are the watchman. Hey, they're liable to have every intention on staying on the old paths. They're good people. They love the Lord. They love you. They love the church. But you see, they don't have the spiritual maturity that you do, man of God. They haven't been around quite as long. And they come to that fork in the road with all good intentions in mind. They're liable to make the wrong turn. Yeah. They want to do right. They want God's blessing in their life. They love God. And they get off on the wrong way. Oh, preacher, you got to warn them. You got to warn them while there's still time. It's your job to warn them. You cry out a warning and say, look out! You're going the wrong way. Danger ahead. It's your job. You got to warn them. God's put you there. God has set you there as a watchman to watch the people. I don't know if we have any youth directors here this morning or not, but youth director, it's your responsibility to keep your youth department on the old paths. Hey, the youth department is where many, if not most, contemporary churches began to stray from the old paths. You got to watch them. Pastors, watch your youth directors. You oversee that youth department. Hey, I got a youth director. He's a good guy. He loves God. He's a good man. And just leave him alone. No! You're the watchman. The buck stops here, preacher. You keep an eye on that youth director. Youth director, you keep an eye on your youth department. The youth director may have one of the most influential positions in your church. The youth directors, you're training tomorrow's leaders. When those young people get up and they start running things, well, which way is church going to go? Preacher, you're going to be sitting down. Somebody else is going to take your place. How are you training those young people? Now, preachers, I've been in a lot of your churches, and praise God, they're old paths churches, and that's good to see. God still has 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. I'm here to tell you this morning. It's a privilege to travel around and preach in a lot of your churches and to see preachers that are still standing, churches that are still standing strong and haven't wavered. And I like that. I think that's wonderful. There are a lot of churches that are still standing, but Satan will try his best to change that. and you're the watchman. You know, don't let it happen. You say, Brother Rod, I warn them. I warn them, but they just won't listen. I try. I tell them. I tell them. I tell them. I just keep pounding it and pounding it, and they just won't listen, Brother Black. Look what it said in verse 17. And I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. They said, we will not hearken. I'm not asking for a show of hands, but how many of you preachers have heard that? No preacher's going to tell me what to do. I'll listen to whatever music I want to listen to. Hey, I'll dress any way I want to dress. Hey, you know, it's my body. I'll do what I want to do with it. I'll do whatever I want. I'll go where I want to go. You can't tell me how to live my life. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. You got no authority over me. The Bible says you do. Hey, you're not going to tell me how to live my life. If I want a beer every now and then, that's my business. You've heard it. I'll miss church whenever I want to. I'll use whatever Bible I like. I don't like the King James Bible. It's too old-fashioned. It's too hard for me to read. You know, you've heard it. Just leave me alone. Stay out of my business. I'll come. I'll be in your church. I'll put some money in the plate, but leave me alone. Get off my back. You know, that's what they'll tell you. It's no different. It's no different than it was back in Jeremiah's day. Nothing's changed. Some of the things we deal with are a little different than what Jeremiah dealt with, but people are the same. People are the same. And preacher, I know it breaks your heart, but you're going to answer to God. You're going to answer to God for it. But at least when the pastors are judged, you'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were a faithful watchman. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You warned the people just like I told you to. Hebrews 13, verse 17 tells us that the pastors will be judged. Well, let's just take a minute and flip over there. You're familiar with it, but I just want to look at it real quickly here this morning. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Preachers, we watch for the souls of our people. But it says, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. You see, in our watch, we have to give an account to God for how well we warned the people. We have to give an account to God. We will stand. Yeah, they're gonna answer. If they don't heed the warning, and they're gonna do whatever they want to do anyhow, at least you warned them. So many preachers are tempted to say, but they won't listen to me anyhow. And I just don't like the friction. It's just too hard. I don't want friction and dissension in my church, so I'm just gonna stay off of those subjects. I'm just going to avoid those subjects and just try to keep harmony here and leave everything alone. Hey, they're going to do whatever they want to do anyhow, right? You've already come to that conclusion. But you're going to answer to God for allowing it in your church. You're going to answer to God for not warning them. And what they do with the warning is their business. But you better warn them. You better warn them. You're going to answer to God for it if you don't. You're going to answer to God. Remember, preachers, remember to keep a balance. Amen. Remember to keep a balance. Hey, Pastor, you're like a tour guide. Think about it for a minute. You're like a tour guide. You warn of the dangers, but give the tour. Warn of the dangers, but give the tour. Hey, tell them about creation. Amen. Tell them about the flood. Tell them about Moses in the Red Sea. Amen. What exciting stories we find in God's Word. History we can read about and see just what happened back then. Tell them about the Red Sea. Point out Joshua, Ruth. Tell them about Samuel and David and Esther. What a special lady she was. Oh, the wisdom of Solomon. Oh, Oh my, all that Solomon and the Proverbs that Solomon wrote and the mistakes that Solomon made and oh, so much we can learn from the life of Solomon. And we take time and we give the tour through God's Word, and we tell them about all these special things God has put in there for us, and we can learn so much from the prophets, can't we? We go through and we see we find so much that we can glean from the prophets, and then there's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and how interesting it is to see their portrayal of Christ and how things were when the Lord was born and all and don't forget the miracles of Jesus, amen, and how exciting it was to see Jesus go in and change the water to wine and heal the sick and raise the dead and all that he did, and don't forget the resurrection, amen. He was crucified, but he rose, glory to God, and we tell the folks about that, and we try to illustrate it for them, and we try to get it down in their hearts, amen. What a blessing all that God has done for us, and the Acts of the Apostles, and the beginning of the first church. And by the way, Jesus did start the church, amen. He started an independent fundamental Baptist church back during his earthly ministry. I just thought I'd throw that in there, all right, amen. He was a Baptist. He started a Baptist church, but hey, we tell the folks about that. We give the tour, tell them, hey, don't forget, Jesus is coming soon, amen. It's just around the corner. He's coming back. He's coming back for us. I hope we're ready. Amen. Hey, we give them the whole thing, but along the way, preacher, along the way, don't forget to warn them about the dangers that they face during their lives. Don't forget to warn them. Yes, give them the tour, but warn them about what they're liable to fall into. Hey, they're good people. Your heart goes out to them. You love them. You pray for them. You spend sleepless nights over those people. Your heart goes out to them. Oh, they're just such special people. They just need help. And you shed tears for them. And you want God's best for them. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. And so you don't warn them. And they fall into things that they shouldn't have fallen into. And they didn't know any better. Nobody told them. Nobody cared. No man careth for my soul. Yeah, that works for salvation, but how about their lives? Nobody cares. Nobody warned them. Preacher, it's your job. Warn them, warn them, warn them. Give them a chance to do right. They're standing at the intersection and they don't know what to do. And you don't warn them. You don't warn them. What are they going to do? They're going to make the wrong decision. That's what they're going to do. Their life's going to end up in misery. Or at the very least, they're not going to enjoy the blessings that they'd have if they lived for God and made the right decisions. Oh, you're the tour guide. Give them all the excitement. But boy, if there's some dangers along the way, make sure you warn them. Don't spend your entire ministry harping on standards and separation in the King James Bible. And all that's important. Yeah, if you don't have a King James Bible, you got nothing else. I know that. But the King James Bible tells us some other things. Let's get the, give us the whole thing, amen? Give your church the whole thing. But warn them along the way. If you don't watch and warn them, and someone gets hurt, tour guide, someone gets hurt, their blood's on your hands. But if you spend all your time warning them, they won't get a very good tour. And you'll soon be out of business. Hard, isn't it? That right balance. Oh, there's one in heaven that can guide us and help us find the right balance. Remember, stay on the old paths. You're the watchman. It's your responsibility to keep your church on the old paths. Love them. Pray for them. When you have to warn them with a tear in your eye. Hey, it hurts you to warn them because they don't want to hear it, but they need it. And then finding that right balance, oh, along with the warnings. Hey, tell them about the Red Sea. Tell them about Esther. Don't forget to tell them about the resurrection. He's coming back. Amen. We don't have a lot of time to stay on the old paths. He's coming back. Father in heaven, help us, Lord. Amen. Help us to find the right balance. Father, help us to be the watchmen that you'd have us to be. I thank you for these men. Thank you for this time we had together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor.